From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Search crews in Haiti are not giving up hope of finding more survivors in the rubble of this week's devastating earthquake. And for good reason, as NPR's David Gilkey found when he heard sounds coming from the wreckage of a school in Port-au-Prince.
You can hear people in the basement. When they quieted the crowd outside and stopped the digging, you can hear the people yelling back to the rescuers outside. Pick a street or a city block, and there is a building, and somebody is alive in it right now. The possibilities of still pulling people out alive from the wreckage, they're everywhere.
NPR's David Gilkey in Port-au-Prince. But search crews are mainly finding bodies today. The Haitian government says 50,000 people, the bodies of 50,000, have been recovered so far, among them the body of the head of the UN mission in Haiti. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says Hetty Anabi was a true citizen of the world.
He was passionate about his mission and his people. He gave of himself fully, with energy, discipline, and great bravery.
Ban will visit Haiti tomorrow. The State Department says the earthquake victims include at least 15 Americans. In Miami today, Vice President Joe Biden visited an air base where U.S. relief supplies are being loaded onto transport planes bound for Haiti.
This first 72 hours, this first week, is pretty hard to get everything in there. We have the capacity to get in there. As the general said to me, it's like putting a bowling ball through a straw.
Biden also met with Haitian-American leaders in Miami. President Obama has asked former Presidents Bill Clinton and George W. Bush to head up a major fundraising effort to help the victims of the earthquake in Haiti. NPR's Allison Keyes has that story.
The three men walked out of the Oval Office into the White House Rose Garden and said they're putting together a sustained effort to fill the immediate needs of food, water, and medicine in Haiti and to eventually help them rebuild from this disaster. President George W. Bush made a direct appeal to people who want to help.
I know a lot of people want to send blankets or water. Just send your cash.
Both he and President Clinton promised to make sure donations are well spent, and Mr. Clinton drew a few laughs as he talked about how grateful he is to work with Mr. Bush.
I've already figured out how I can get him to do some things that he didn't sign on for.
President Obama says his predecessors will be tapping into the generosity and can-do spirit of Americans who want to help. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Diplomats from the United States and five other major powers met in New York today to discuss possible additional sanctions against Iran over that country's nuclear program. Russia's deputy foreign minister said no decisions were made, but China reportedly made it clear at the session that it does not favor tougher sanctions for now. China sent a lower-level diplomat to the session, which irked representatives of some of the Western nations present. This is NPR News from Washington. A busy terminal at New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport was evacuated today after a passenger opened a restricted door, setting off an alarm. The incident forced a delay of several hours for some flights because passengers had to be rescreened. Earlier this month, a man was charged with breaching security at Newark Airport, causing numerous flight delays. One person was killed and five injured when a small boat loaded with suspected illegal immigrants capsized in the Pacific off San Diego today. Nearly two dozen people were thought to be aboard the vessel. Iraq's military says it has captured a senior leader of the militant group linked to Al-Qaeda in Iraq. NPR's Susanna George has the story.
Baghdad's top military spokesman announced the capture of Ali Hussein al-Azawi in a televised news conference earlier today. In addition to having links to a number of other attacks, Iraqi authorities say he oversaw the 2003 bombing of the UN headquarters in Baghdad that left 22 dead, among them the UN mission chief. The news conference was accompanied by video confessions by a man who identified himself as the captured insurgent. This announcement comes more than 6 months after Azawi's arrest and less than 2 months away from the Iraqi elections scheduled for early March. Some speculate that the timing is meant to bolster Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's bid for re-election. Improved security has been a centerpiece of his campaign. Susanna George, NPR News, Baghdad.
In the National Football League playoffs, the New Orleans Saints lead the Arizona Cardinals 45-14 in the third quarter. The winner earns a berth in next week's NFC Conference Championship game. This evening, the Indianapolis Colts will host the Baltimore Ravens. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.